Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Ezekiel, the last half of Ezekiel, it speaks of the millennium. The building of the temple. There will be an actual temple during the millennial reign of Christ. And in that part of Ezekiel, talks about the measurements of the temple, the length of it, and the dimensions of the millennial temple. It talks about the sacrifices. There will be sacrifices during the millennium in that millennial temple. Well, in that same passage of Scripture in Ezekiel chapter 48, it begins the apportionment of the property of the land in Israel. In other words, how it's divided in Israel, Israel proper. And all the tribes are listed. You can see in Ezekiel 48 and 49, you can read it yourself, but I find it of a very interesting note. After the tribulation period, no mention of Dan. The beginning of the millennium, enter into the millennium, the thousand year reign of Christ, the very first tribe that is mentioned is Dan. I find that fascinating. Number one, I see the forgiveness of God. God's not done with the tribe of Dan and some other things. I won't go into that, but I have a verse in here. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. And Dan is not just us. Aren't you glad that God forgives us? No matter how bad you sinned, I may get in trouble for saying this. There's only one sin that cannot be forgiven, and what is that? Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You know what that is? It's unbelief. It's unbelief. It's what that is. It's not cussing God, no. You can be forgiven for that. Literally, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, there is no forgiving. It's when the Holy Spirit is calling you, calling you to Christ and for salvation, and you say, no, 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 no. That sin cannot be forgiven. The only sin that cannot be forgiven is the sin of unbelief. Every other sin can be forgiven, even homosexuality. I know what Romans 1 says. I know what these other verses say. But I also know that where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. You cannot sin so far deep that God's grace cannot reach down and pick you up out of the pit. Do you believe that?
That's right.
So is the tribe of Dan. And then the last little note, because I didn't want to give you two sheets on, I said, this is enough for you to digest. I believe that the Antichrist will be a homosexual. There's no doubt in my mind. Daniel 11:37 says he will not have the desire of women, which is pretty clear about, to me, I just believe what the Bible says, okay? I'm that Bible ignorant, that it says what it means, it means what it says. If you don't have a desire of women, well, you must have a desire of men. So anyway, I believe he'll be homosexual. So I hope this helps you with helping. Now, don't try to take this list and try to identify somebody. Well, he must be the Antichrist, okay? Don't do that. But this is what the Bible says about the characteristics and some other things about the Antichrist. Now, for the remaining 10 minutes or so, I want to share with you, because next week I want to talk about Christ, and we call it Christology, but the doctrine of Christ. I want to get into that, because we talked about, or I may do demons. I back it up. I'm going to do demons for a week or two. We did angels. We did this. We didn't spend a lot of time on demons, devils. We'll spend a week or two on that. Then I want to finish up with Christology. So anyway, let me start. I have 1, 2, 3, about a dozen things I want to quickly go through. So hang with me, okay? And next, if I can give a minute to each one, I'll have it made. All right. I believe that Jesus could come today. Amen. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. He could come today. And if he was to come today, that does not begin the tribulation period. A lot of people in their mentality, I see Bible charts and all that will say there's the translation, the rapture, and then the next 7 years is a tribulation period. No, there will be a space of time. It's undesignated. From the time, if the rapture was to come today, the tribulation does not start today. There will be some time of space, and I believe that in that space of time between the rapture, the translation of saints, and what's called the tribulation, will be the battle of Gog and Magog, the first battle, if you will. In Ezekiel chapter number 38 and 39, you can jot these notes down. I didn't put them in here. It's the first battle of Gog and Magog, where the armies of the north will come down. And it talks about it in Ezekiel 28, where God will put a hook in their mouth and pull them down to Israel, the nations of the north. And it mentions some of them, Libya, Ethiopia, Persia, which is Iran, Russia, all of them. They will be coming down. They will invade the nation of Israel. And matter of fact, you hear about it today. I mean, it's hotbed. So, again, this ain't Gog and Magog. We have to be out of here before this takes place. But when this takes place, Gog and Magog, in chapter number 39, verse number 2, says, I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee. It's very important to know that 5/6 of the armies are destroyed. Only 1/6 goes back. Again, like a puppy with its tail tucked between its legs. It got whooped bad. So they went back up north, okay? That's the first battle of Gog and Magog. And then that's when I believe the tribulation begins, after that battle of Gog and Magog. Because if you read later on in chapter number 39, verse number 9, says they will clean up for 7 years. There's going to be 7 years of all that destruction and all, Ezekiel 39:9. It says they're going to be cleaned up for 7 years. By the way, how long is the tribulation period? Interesting, ain't it? By the way, I didn't write this. Matter of fact, if you read a little bit farther, it says they'll be cleaning up dead bodies for 7 months. Devastation. And only certain people could do that. You see a dead person, they'll put a sign by them. A dead person. There'll be masses of people. And so certain people will be employed. Employed. Have a job that's their job for 7 months, burying the dead people. So we see the battle of Gog and Magog, that first battle. Gog and Magog. Keep that in the back of your mind. And then the tribulation takes place when in the book of Daniel, the Antichrist, we see that in Daniel chapter 9, in Daniel 9:27, to be in fact, will sign a covenant, an agreement with Israel. And I believe this takes place when the armies go back. Israel has been invaded. So this is a great time for a great leader in the world to say, hey, enough of this. There's going to be peace now in Jerusalem. And there will be sort of for 3.5 years. I mean, it won't be like it was for 3.5 years. That's when the tribulation begins, Daniel's 70th week, when that agreement is signed, Daniel 9:27. And then 3.5 years into the tribulation period, we the middle of the week, the Antichrist will break that covenant and he will declare himself to be God. Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 21 speaks of this. Jesus calls it the abomination of desolation, where he walks into the temple that the temple had been built during the first 3.5 years. They're allowed to build a temple on the Temple Mount. The Antichrist walks in there and declares himself to be God, the abomination of desolation. Then we read in Revelation chapter number 13. Quickly, let me turn. You can turn there if you like. In verse number 3. Well, look in verse number 2, last part. And the dragon gave him his power, the dragon, who is Satan, gave him his power, his seat, and with great authority.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. to hear Tribute Quartet. That's right, Tribute Quartet will be with us Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. All are welcome and encouraged to attend as we enjoy a wonderful evening together. That's this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.